Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. May the peace and blessings of Allah, who came in the person of Master Farag Muhammad, forever be with you. You are now logged into the best of Web Blog Talk. We thank you for joining us this morning and each and every time you decide to visit. And we hope and pray you call us home. We pray that you get enlightened as you continue to experience the Star and Crescent Report. So please join us as Hiram's 1555 blog presents the Star and Crescent Report with your hosts, Rashid Hiram 1555 Muhammad and Ahmed El Shabazz.
Greetings. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Master Farag Muhammad, Almighty God, Allah in person, the great Mahdiyah or great Mahdi. We thank him for coming in person and raising up in our midst a divine leader, teacher, and guide in the person of the most humble and honorable Elijah Muhammad, the last and greatest messenger of God. May the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him. For those who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. Or Hiram1555@gmail.com. That's Hiram1555@gmail.com. We'd like to thank you again for giving us another hour of your day, another day of your time. Thank you for joining us live and those who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, from Hiram1555.ning.com to Facebook.com/Hiram1555, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which we hope you go over there and check out the articles today, and if you can, give a donation. That is formerly trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com, which is now the Hiram's 1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, we thank you. Our subject today is Black Consciousness, the Origin of the Mind of God. Before we go any further, I'd like to bring in our other host, my brother, colleague, and friend, Brother Ahmed El Shabazz. I say unto you, my brother, assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum salam, my brother. How are you this morning?
I'm breathing, so I can't complain. Any day Allah allows me to wake up with all my faculties, my senses, and the basic necessities of life and my family and friends and the brotherhood and sisterhood of Islam, I say I'm in heaven.
Well, that's it.
Regardless to the problems that may come thereafter.
That's right. That's right. And you chose a good topic, Black Consciousness. Yeah, well, it's a lot of unconscious behavior going on today. You just mentioned
it. I already knew you were going there. I knew you were getting ready to go there.
So, you know, that is the point of the coming of Allah in the person of the great Mahdi, Master Farag Muhammad, the Son of Man, Allah in person. That's the point of his coming. It was a point, that's the point of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaching Islam for 44 years in America to make us conscious as a people. That means we were unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us still are unconscious. Okay, first of all, what is consciousness? I'm going to the dictionary. Consciousness,
so am I.
Consciousness is awareness of one's own existence or of what is happening. So the reverse of that, unconsciousness would be unaware of one's existence or unaware of what is happening, right? So we're going to get into this, Black Consciousness and the Origins of the Mind of God.
Mm-hmm.
What did Master Farag Muhammad tell the messenger?
That he came to give us the mind, not of the prophets, the mind of the gods. That was his main comment, to separate us from that which was unnatural and set us back in our natural state, therefore we could take on a natural mind. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us each time he gave us his lessons. See, these are things that are minute but are so important that we overlook them at times. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, after we get his teachings and we are preparing ourselves for the better world, he said we must first qualify ourselves. Did you hear that?
Qualification.
What is a qualification for being accepted by the Savior, being accepted by the Nation of Islam, being accepted to go into a new world? You must have a new thought. You must produce new actions. It was something, I was reading the Theology of Time last night, and I was studying the history of Yaqub, and I was also listening to it. And it was something that stuck with me, and I couldn't let it go, so I had to go back, and I focused on two pages specifically in the Theology of Time. And they really got at me, and this is something I'm just bringing up because it was, let me see, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was talking about this man named Yaqub. For those who don't know, sometimes we have to talk to people who don't know. I know some of you who are listening and saying, well, we know who Yaqub is. Well, then that means I'm not talking to you then. But he constantly talked on Yaqub. And in here he said, Yaqub made a man from us. He didn't go make a man from something else. He used the material in us to make that man. And I harped on it. Why did he do that? Listen, because we as black people had the right material in us to make that new man. Now, and remember, Yaqub was the God of this fallen world. But now our God comes
to
make a people. That's right. He is to make a people out of a people who is considered no people, as the Bible tells you. Why? Because he saw in us, even though the other scientists didn't see in us, he saw in us the right material. But for those who will be his people, we have to qualify ourselves. We're talking about black consciousness, the origin of the mind of God. That's what we're on this morning. It's a beautiful thing to study the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and get something out of this. In the teachings, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talks about that God-like power in us. And we have to tap that God-like power and use it for the benefit of nation. That means we must subjugate, as the Quran say, our passions. Right? Why did the Quran say we have to subjugate our passions? Because sometimes we take our passions for God besides God, right? We take our feelings. We focus on everything but the Creator, but the God, but his mission, his will, his purpose, his aims, and his teachings. We focus on everything other than that. Let me give you an example. I love to give examples because our people are from Missouri, and we always want to be shown something. So what best way to do it is through examples. If you focus on the loss of a boyfriend, and I'm not talking about death. I'm talking about breaking up in a relationship. If you focus on that, or if you focusing on that person in your relationship 100%, or if you focusing on becoming the best fighter you can be, or if you focusing on becoming the best this you can be, that's your God.
Mm-hmm.
You have the mind. People say, that Joker, Jay-Z, he's the best rapper. He focuses on rap. He has the mind of a rap God. You understand what I'm saying? That's where his mind is. But we want to focus on black consciousness because that is the origin of the mind of the God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they understand where we're coming from, Brother Ockman.
Well, they should. It's clear as day. Using plain English. Should I say a plain American. people in America hasn't spoken English in over 200 years. Or more. So clear speaking. Let's go here. Here's another one. This may help him along. Problem number 32, first paragraph, reading from what the great Mahdi wrote. 12 leaders of Islam from all over the planet Earth have conferred in the Root of Civilization concerning the lost foundation of Islam must return to their original land. One of the conference members by the name of Mr. Usman Sharif said to the 11 members of the conference, quote, "The lost foundation of Islam will not return to their original land unless they first have a thorough knowledge of their own," end quote.
Brother,
that's going to your qualifications, right?
That's right. That's timely. As I was lying down studying last night, I was just laying in my den. My wife and I, she was sewing, and I was lying across the floor and you know, just studying. And a video came on. It was this Xbox. This was a commercial. Mm. And they have all these stars in there. And they're shooting. You know, this new video game is out. They have Kobe Bryant in it. They have all these. And in the video, they are glorifying war.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. See, that is the mind of Yaqub.
Mm-hmm.
And in Yaqub's time of rulership, what may not seem right to those of us who have that special material in us is right to those who belong to this world. Why? Because those people have the mind of the God of this world. Now listen, as we walk, we must walk in the steps of Elijah Muhammad. We must walk so close that he becomes us and we become him, or else we'll get caught up in this world. He taught us something. He said, Master Farad Muhammad is the supreme example of what we should look at.
Mm-hmm.
Why? When the Savior came, he didn't come with no army,
mm-hmm.
did he?
No. Nope.
When the Savior came, as we are taught, he came all by himself. That's an example. Listen, okay, let me go a little further with this. When he came unarmed,
mm-hmm.
right? And yep. as the messenger say, he submitted to all of the laws of the land, didn't he? Didn't the messenger
yes,
say that?
Yes, he
okay.
did.
Okay, if the Savior is the supreme example, and we are to have his mind, should we not embody his example to qualify ourselves to receive his mind and his spirit and his thought? Unarm yourself, black man. Put down them guns. Put down them video games. Put down the hustling and the I am better than you or I need this over you. Put down that and let us walk with humility. Whether we be with somebody or by ourselves, let us take on the mind of that man who was specially prepared to redeem us. And if we take on his mind frame, we can neither stray to the right nor neither to the left. For the straight and narrow will become clear. Huh? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that the reason that a ruler, 12 inches I'm talking about,
uh-huh.
has 12 inches to it, it's to correspond to the 12 major scientists. Now listen, if we draw a line from point A to point B and we use the ruler as the example, there should be no crookedness or incongruity in that line or in that walk or in that path which we are stepping on. But when we use other than the example of the ruler, we leave a crooked path, which is that of the ruler of this world, who is referred to in the Bible and both Quran as Satan, or the serpent snake. That is that Caucasian man. Huh?
That's right. Satan means opposer.
And one of the main definitions that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us about Satan, he said, the word Satan means one whose evil is not confined to oneself but affects others.
Oh, stop right there, my brother, because that definition of a devil or a Satan closely mirrors the definition of the word nigger.
Oh, but the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said this. He said, Satan is different from devil. See, that we got to get that straight, too.
Mm-hmm.
Satan and devil is not the same thing.
Right.
A devil is something that is grafted, is weak, and is grafted from the original. and can only be, a devil can only be considered something that has been grafted from original. But a Satan is not that. That's right. It can be, let's say, you can be, just one little small quote. The messenger say, when he was talking on that, he said this, and it was beautiful. You can be white as snow, or you can be black as the ace of spades.
That's right. Now, the definition for nigger is any person, with no respect for himself nor others. That's a nigger. I've met some niggers. I'm going to be honest with y'all, and I'm not being racist. You can take it where you want to take it. Some of the worst niggers I ever met weren't black. Some of the worst niggers I've ever met were not black. No. You're not a nigger because of your color. You're a nigger because of how you act. There's some white niggers out there, a whole lot of them. Matter of fact, if you look at the white man's history, you'll see who the real nigger is.
Now, on our site, the Hiram 1555 blog, Brother Ahmed a few weeks ago wrote an article, and from the title of his article, I already knew where he got it from, and I called the brother up, I said, look at you. You beat me to the title. We laughed about it or whatever like that. It was called Muhammad Must Destroy the Old. For those of you who are not steeped in the wisdom of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that comes directly from the theology of time. I knew it when he wrote it. Even though he didn't even tell me that he was writing, I knew. I called him, I said, you got that right from the theology of time. We talked about it and we laughed or whatever like that. But as I'm saying, once you are trying to build in a way which is conductive, productive, and in line with the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you learn to recognize these things. That brother didn't even tell me, but I knew exactly where he got it from. But I'm going to build on that for a minute. Listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. The original creator was only allowed to keep just a little bit, just a spark, to keep from going out of the time. The holy city Mecca had this little spark. This holy city Mecca of Arabia, the original scientists didn't rule there, nor do they rule there today, but they're gradually easing in. There are white scientists who's ruling there. This is why Muhammad must destroy the old. You find in the history of Muhammad that he declared war on Mecca, and he overcame them. So today, I'm telling you that we are not going to fight to become the ruler under the same thing that the old world has been ruled under. We're going to make our own holy city. You'll read in the Bible wherein it says, I saw a new Jerusalem coming down from out of the throne of God, the new God. He has a new city. He won't let his new wisdom and his new kingdom be built upon an old foundation, unquote. We got to remove that old foundation. That, again, I say this constantly in our shows. Jesus said it more beautifully than I could ever say. You cannot put new wine in old wineskin lest the wineskin break and the wine spill out. You cannot receive the wisdom that God has for you in that old mind state, thinking that you know this because you read 100 books, thinking you know this because you may have found something at that point that you think you can disprove the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when all you have to do is wait on time. Time bears witness to what he taught.
Every day.
You know, every day that goes by. So as we're looking, we are setting up a foundation. But the foundation that is being set up must come in the head first. My mom used to say this, and this is not a curse word. Brother Hussein told me to say it whenever I get to it because it's not a curse word. And for Brother Hussein, if you listen, brother, I love you. And he said, say ass, brother. Ass is in the Bible. You say that. That's not no curse word. So listen. My mother used to say, if you kill the head, the ass will die. They have killed the head of the black nation. And we are dying. We are in paralysis mentally. We are unconscious. to the truth of self, the truth of God, the truth of devil, and we are unconscious at high noon on Judgment Day.
Yeah.
So brother, all praise is due to it. Like, hey, brother, you blowing in.
No, that's what, going back to the definition of conscious and unconscious. When you're unconscious, you are unaware of one's own existence. And if you're unconscious, you are unaware of what is happening around you. Actually, you sleep. The messenger called us mentally dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't the white man make a Negro?
Mm-hmm.
And what is a Negro? A black man from dead from the neck up?
Mm-hmm.
Unconscious.
That goes back to Lazarus.
See,
when they saw him dead.
Teach on Lazarus.
The Honorable Elijah
right
Muhammad said that we represent Lazarus. And mm-hmm. he said the people would say, he's dead. He said, but then when Jesus went, he's not dead, he's sleeping. See, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad just agreed with what Ahmed just said. Dead and sleep are the same thing when you are unconscious to the fact of what is going on in your environment. Mm-hmm. When you are asleep or when you are dead, you make no motions. Or you make no motion from this place to that place. If you are not making motion from one place to the other place, you are not making time. And if you're not making time, you are dead. Oh, I don't think y'all heard. Listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. We have to go back to this. Brothers and sisters, listen. He's talking about when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was teaching us. He said, there's many little things in the Bible, in history, and in science of us that I could take up with you, but I don't think it's necessary until I lay the base. Then when I lay the base, I'll come right back and answer your question that you failed to pick up on in the base. We are trying to lay the base. Whenever you're building a house, you don't build a house from the roof down. You must lay the base or the foundation, and our base and our foundation is the mind. And we must interact with each other to learn the truth of God. Listen, let's go somewhere. Since we're talking, let me go this real quick. All praise is due to Allah. I'm sorry, everybody, but we got to talk on this for a minute. We got to lay this base, and we got to do it good. We got to clean up as we go so there'll be no mistakes. Our Savior has arrived. Yeah, our Savior has arrived. Hey, brothers and sisters, and for those who are listening to us, my screen keeps going black. I want you guys to know that somebody's, I think it's Blog Talk, is messing with the screen. The screens keep going black, and it also that little box keep popping up saying that they would disconnect you and we would not be able to call in. So I just want you to know if we get disconnected, that's what's going on. But anyway, he makes all things new. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, he, Master Farad Muhammad, God in person, will create a new heaven and a new earth, a new Islam and a new government and people. The new earth referred to is a new people who will change the old into such a great future that actually the earth will look like a new earth, and a new earth will be made here in what we call America. Stop right there. If he is taking an old people with old ideas and old actions, how can you actually produce something new? Brother Ahmed gave to us about 30 shows ago the definition of insanity. The definition of insanity, he said, was constantly doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. Huh? Mm-hmm. Listen, but as I go further, listen to what this, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad went on to say this. As God created the present heavens and earth out of nothing, so will God in the person of Master Farad Muhammad build a new heaven and earth from nothing, a people who are nothing, so that this world will have no claim on making of the new people, of the new heavens and the new earth. Listen, he goes on to say, the universal awakening, go back a second. See, brothers and sisters, we ask you to apply study. He said that Master Farad Muhammad said that he would make a new heaven and a new earth. But how would he do it? He said, from nothing. And then in parentheticals, he said, a people who are nothing, so that this world will have no claim on making of the new people and the new heavens and the earth. Then following that, he gives you what is going on. He says, the universal awakening. That means we must have been asleep. We must have been unconscious. The universal awakening of the black man must also take place. He is
right.
Also blind, deaf, and dumb from the touch of the white civilization. They do not know themselves. They are referred to in a prophecy of the Bible as being a sleeping lion that must be awakened. As in the problem given to us by Master Farad Muhammad, they are referred to as a caged lion that must be let loose. In Isaiah of the Bible, we are referred to as a people who are robbed, spoiled, imprisoned, and a prey. And those who have us as a prey will not let us go free. The black man must be awakened to the knowledge of self, that he is not what the white race has taught him to be. He must come out of that hopeless state. He thinks he is worthless. He should be brought into a state of worthiness and the knowledge and reality of his great place into which Allah in the person of Master Farad Muhammad will put him. He is to be placed on the top and not the bottom, because the bottom is where he is today, and make him no more the tail but the head. He is to become the head of civilization, of the new world or new heaven or earth. He is not to rule over this people, but he is to be the ruler of self after the rule of the Caucasian wicked world. You will have to look to your own God, Master Farad Muhammad, and your religion, which is peace, Islam. Islam significantly means the making of peace, but not making peace with the enemy. Stop right there. Stop right there.
Brother.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, interject, brother. Go ahead.
So Master Farad Muhammad is more than just Elijah Muhammad's teacher.
He said, you will have to look to your own God. Then right after that, he says, Master Farad Muhammad.
You know where I'm going, right?
I already know where you were headed with that, and I'm going to help
some
you along the way.
There's some people out here call themselves followers of the messenger. Teachings. They were only referred to Master Farad Muhammad as a great teacher.
A wise teacher.
A wise teacher of a messenger. Huh?
I showed y'all in the Theology of Time where the messenger said they were wrong.
Huh.
Listen to this. I'm going back to where I'm going, but I'm gonna follow Ahmed up for a second on this foolishness about Master Farad Muhammad just being a teacher. All right.
Mm-hmm. I have another issue I want to bring up too. Get into that. We're gonna clean up as we go for real today. go ahead, bro.
Let me see, brother. I got this, but I want to go a little further, so I'm looking for something else. I just want to make sure I drop a little bomb. So go ahead, finish talking to him. I got what I'm looking for, but I need
well,
something.
Yeah, well, it's another issue I want to talk about, too, because, see, as we talk about consciousness and being and unconsciousness, if you still have the mind of this white man fully, you haven't gotten rid of it, it's going to be hard for you to process certain information. Because you're using old mind. Now, you got some pseudo-black power, pro-black revolutionaries out here who are going around saying that the Nation of Islam was formed by white supremacists. Now, that's an example of stupidity. Why would white supremacists start the Nation of Islam? That doesn't make sense. If you study any of the teachings of the Nation of Islam, it condemns white supremacy. So why would white supremacists start a Nation of Islam? Why would white supremacists start an awakening process that would be the antithesis to white supremacy?
Brother, those are the people. The people who are saying this, some of them are blind, blind to some of the people whom they looked up to, and the people whom they looked up to are enraged that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is still spiritually alive, not physically, spiritually alive in the teachings which he laid out, because they are God-given teachings. And so I give them no credit at all. I tell them, prove what you say. See, a lot of people can say anything. You can throw mud anywhere, right?
Right.
But prove what you say.
Yeah.
I could throw mud on their organizations. I could do all that. But what for? All I have to do is put the clean glass of Elijah Muhammad right next to their daddy glass, and we'll ask the people to drink from it and see which one they're going to drink.
Right.
And those who drink from Elijah would never thirst again. And those who drink from them, they will constantly be thirsty and parched. So I don't worry about them, but on Master Farad Muhammad, the God that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad represented, as we read in Our Savior Has Arrived, when he said we would have to look to our God, Master Farad Muhammad. Listen to this. This is on page 283 for those who have their notes and their pens and paper of the Theology of Time. Again, we're going to read this again. We read it on one of our shows. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, some of our people are so dumb that God himself can't help them. That's right. Listen to what listen, when we say dumb, we're talking about unconscious. They're dead. Listen again. He says, some of our people are so dumb that God himself can't help them. That's right. They are so dumb to the knowledge of self that they don't accept God because they don't know God, and they consider God just something of a prophet, unquote. Listen, we're going to backtrack for a minute. I'm not letting this go, brother. As you said, and as I said earlier, we got to clean up as we go. In the first sentence, he said, some of our people are so dumb that God himself can't help them. That's right. In the second sentence that follows, he says, they are so dumb, and we know that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when he referred to being dumb, as a part of the mental state of death, because he said we are blind, deaf, and dumb, right? All right, to the knowledge of self. Listen, they are so dumb to the knowledge of self that they don't accept God. Stop right there. Before I go any further, listen to what he said. They are so dumb to the knowledge of self that they don't accept God because they don't know God. Now, when you have ministers, captains, lieutenants, anyone teaching the people about Master Farad Muhammad, and they don't refer to him as God, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this, they are so dumb, I don't care how wise they may look in your eyesight, the messenger said that they are so dumb to the knowledge of self that they don't accept God. Why? We ask the question why. Then he goes on and says, because they don't know God. And they consider God just something of a prophet. That's self-explanatory right there. I don't even have to rap no more on that. That right there is laid out. But I am going to go back. See, we are talking about black consciousness, the origin of the mind of God. Listen, in the beginning, there was a spark of light in the darkness of the universe, right? And in that darkness, how did that light come out of darkness? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that it was always in the darkness, but it needed a force or a power to move it from the unknowable to the knowable, right?
Right.
It was there lying dormant in the womb of the universe, but it was something, as the scientists now bear witness to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us in 1933 that in the universe there is an unknown power, seemingless power, he said, that goes throughout the universe, causing it to expand and contract. Scientists have now proven that to be. What I mean by that is one day you can see a star here, and a couple years later you'll see it over there. That is because there's a hidden power, a hidden force in the universe. Y'all hear me? Are y'all following us? Are y'all listening to this? So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, in that darkness, that force hit
ultimate matter, which was God. And it brought it from darkness to light. And it started rotating. And it started building itself up. Now, I'm getting to something. We're talking about the mind of God. As God built himself up, he didn't know how to calculate time or anything until he had, till brain was produced.
Right.
Huh? Okay. And he demanded that of everything that came to life. Every time in life, if you go, the head is formed first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the brain comes in to give the body direction, right? This is science. This is biology. This is anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
evolution.
Telling you something that cannot be proven or disproven. You can disprove
evolution.
It. That's right. You can come and disprove it, call in, and disprove what I'm saying today. But I stand on the base and the foundations of the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad as given to him by Almighty God, Allah, and the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all holy praises are due. Now, I'm getting to something. I ain't stopped talking about the black consciousness. The universe was totally void and dark. That's why the Bible said that it was void, and darkness was upon the deep. Deep what? Deep space.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
As time went on, he built himself up, built enough brain. Then he was able to calculate from one point to another point, and that's when we say time began. But how did time begin? It began with God himself. Huh?
Right.
And so the first records that we could calculate on were 76 trillion years. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said it goes beyond 100 trillion years. This is black consciousness, the origins of the mind of God. Now, he willed into being the sun. The sun didn't just pop up. It took 6 trillion years, stages of six, right? We know this. And there were other gods after that who did the same thing, but they were born, they were created, right? But in the creation of the original God, there was some germ in him that had to be purified. So he said, be, right? And who knew it would take 76 trillion years from his birth to the day to purify the gods of that germ? Now, I'm saying that to say this. There was a brown germ lying dormant in the original creation, in the original creator. That's why the universe is not completely perfect. The universe is not a completely perfect circle. It's oblong. Our heads are oblong. Even eggs bear witness to the making of the universe, right? From the God.
Mm-hmm.
But God said, be. He had enough wisdom in himself to bring forth things that would take time. Time is motion. Motion is life. And through life and motion and time, it would perfect not just him, but his people and his universe. And so we are today. Master Farad Muhammad appeared on the scene to introduce us to what that was that was giving us hell. He came and showed us that living germ that was once in us. And he came to destroy that germ and to give us his mind that we may be perfected. Go back to the Our Savior Has Arrived. I'm looking what it says right here. Look at that, brother. I picked the book up and it opened up to 119. Ain't that something? Now, we're talking about the perfection and God's mind. Listen to what it says right here. He makes all things new. Who is he and what is he going to make new? Here it is that comes after the time. We're not just talking about the time of the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
God and his wicked rule, the actual foundation base that Allah, the God of righteousness and truth, is building his new kingdom of rule upon is freedom, justice, and equality, and entire, not partly, entire submission to his will. What can Allah do with this world of the white race since it has not come into his line of guidance and government of people? There is no place for the evil practices and their evil kind in Allah's world or kingdom of righteousness. Listen to what he says. To make all things new means to go to the very root of everything that exists. We are taught that we ourselves will become a new people. Uh-oh. We were just talking on that. See, Allah has to go to the very root. The originator had to wait. The master Farag Muhammad came. When he willed it, he knew that his will would be. That's the Bible teaches you, when God wills a thing, his word does not come back unless it has, as the book says, accomplished. Not accomplished, it says accomplished his works. Uh-huh. Now, Master Farag Muhammad is from that original God, and we say that he is the original God because he comes with the same mind, the same wisdom, the same knowledge, the same understanding, but he has more power, more force to exert because there has been an evolution of time.
Now,
we're talking on black consciousness. We're talking on the origin of the mind of God.
A sign of that is in the book of Enoch. And the same sign is also in the book of Daniel. You have the Ancient of Days sitting on the throne. Is that correct, brother?
Go ahead, brother. Rap to him.
You have the Ancient of Days sitting on the throne in the book of Enoch, and standing next to him is the Lord of Righteousness, standing next to the Ancient of Days, who had hair like lamb's wool and feet like brass, as burned in the furnace. Same imagery is found in the book of Daniel, but in the book of Daniel, that same Lord of Righteousness is called one like unto the Son of Man, standing next to the Ancient of Days. The Ancient of Days is the original creator, the creator. This one coming in, as the brother just explained, is the recreator, because this God has the power to destroy this universe and bring in another one. The messenger taught us that.
It's two more points that I got to get to on what Brother Ahmed was talking about. I was just looking in the Our Savior Has Arrived, and then I got to go to the theology of time, because I know it's something, and I want to address this Jesus issue also, because when we're still following spookology and the Pauline doctrine, we are yet unconscious. We may be partly conscious. You know how some people are put under sedation when they're in doctor's offices when they're going into surgery. And in the middle of surgery, even though they may be asleep, they can feel the pain, right?
Right.
We have some people who have been awakened a little bit, but yet they're still unconscious. So we're going to have to wake them up from that slumber, that sleep of ignorance, of spookology, of what they call when they're talking about black cat superstition. Superstition. Mm-hmm. We're going to wake that up. But let's go to something first. Listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says right here. The next world is a world of righteousness. You do not want to be righteous. You want to have freedom, justice, and equality, but you still would like to do wicked and to continue to rule. I mean, you would still like the wicked to continue to rule because of your desire to be wicked. The God of righteousness, who will rule in the hereafter, will have an unlimited rule and not a limited rule like the rule of Yaqub. How must the God of righteousness begin? Again, we're going back to the origins. How must the God of righteousness begin? What thought do you have of him and his beginning? He makes all things new. The first way to bring about something new is to change the way of thinking of the people. When you have removed from the people the old mind and old idea, then you can insert new ideas into their minds. This is done by the old being attracted by a new way of teaching, a new school of learning, to condition their minds to that thing that you are about to present to them, that is altogether new and different from what they have been accustomed to. Stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
That is in this right here. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us how God would do it. Now we have ministers and captains who have taken these lessons and used it for self-aggrandizement. They know. And listen to what he said right here, and tell me, I'm not going to call no names out. I'm not into that today. You know, we're in that day where the book teaches you that that self-accusing spirit, huh, was accusing. But listen what it says. The first way to bring about something new is to change the way of thinking of the people. Didn't they do that after the messenger passed away?
Yes, they did.
When you have removed from the people the old mind and old ideas, then you can insert new ideas into their minds.
Who did that?
See, and that is the way that the gods work. They know this. They know that you are ignorant to the basic principles which rule and govern the laws of the universe, the galaxy, the solar system, the earth, and your daily lives. And they exploit that for self-aggrandizement. But they won't get away with it today. As we taught you in the Theology of Time, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that original God always leaves a spark so that the light will not fully go out. And we have been sparked by the wisdom and power of Almighty God Allah through the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And as his teachings teach you, that his ministers were flames of fire. And we burning up everything that is not teaching the wisdom of Almighty God as taught by his messenger, as the Bible teaches you, that they would be stubble and ashes beneath our feet. They will not challenge us on the truth because they know we will eat them up. We will eat them up. As Moses said to Pharaoh's magicians, you cast, and then we shall cast.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Cast your lies out there so that we can eat them up with the staff of Elijah Muhammad. Listen, let's go a little further.
You've been casting for 35 years. It's our turn now.
I know that's right. Should you worship the old wicked world and its wicked god or representative and allow it to exist forever and not allow a better world to come in? We cannot hinder Allah in his building of a new world because we lack the power to hinder him. There is no god or nation with equal power to exert against him to prevent his ideas from becoming what he wills them to be. I'm going to stop right there because it's something that I want you to pay attention to. This is one of the main things that I'm getting at people about because they are misinterpreting the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teachings, and they are willfully doing this. When they say, I don't believe that Master Farad Muhammad is God, but what is in the God is Master Farad Muhammad. Listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad reveals right here at the end of this paragraph. Whatever he desires, he is wise enough to bring it to pass. Many times, this wisdom is misunderstood, and the people think that it is some example of the person. We say wisdom, power, force. There is no power or force or power until we have the wisdom to produce. Huh?
Uh-uh.
There goes your spookology. There goes something in Farad.
Uh-uh.
Huh? Now let's go somewhere else. Cause I'm,
what's Farad mean?
And the messenger gave us several definitions of Farad. He says something that we must obey and that he comes in the early morning. And listen to this right here because this is very important too. Listen, I'm going down a little further. He makes all things new. He teaches us that he could use nothing of the old world and that after the removal of the old world, he is to bring about a new world. Allah does not want the old God to think that he is weak in wisdom and knowledge and power to bring about something altogether new without using their old wicked material. This is like the creation of us. There we go back to the creation. In the beginning, the God who created us had no material to use to begin a creation. He had only himself. Therefore, out of darkness and the thoughtless and invisible, he brought out the visible vision and thought and idea. Mm-mm. He made a brain which had the power to cover the sphere of our thinking and to produce from that thought what image or vision that the brain cells could conceive. These things at that time were all new. There was no plan or universe except his. This is our father, the black man, the maker. The wisdom, idea, and way of thinking, listen to this part here, for those who are doubting Master Farad Muhammad. The wisdom, idea, and way of thinking of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, is superior to any way of believing today. Stop right there.
Uh-oh.
That destroys the myth that Scientology will help you out.
Read that last sentence again.
He said, listen, so those talk about, well, I'm learning Scientology to help me with, to help Master Farad Muhammad or to help the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You're a lie. You're a damn lie. And you condemned on that lie with this statement right here. Listen to this. On page 123 of Our Savior Has Arrived, the wisdom, idea, and way of thinking of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, is superior to any way of believing today. Listen to what he says. There is no one to hinder his image or thought for that which has not yet been conceived in our brain. He goes after the root of all things like our black father did in the beginning when he built the universe out of nothing. Stop right there. That condemns that Scientology right there, period. That comes from the messenger, not the ministers, but the messenger, who received it, as he said, from the master. Now, listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. First, he makes a new mind. But first, the messenger says this right here. He is as one sitting out in space with no material of space to make something altogether new. He goes after the root in making this new world of people. As he said, first he makes a new mind. See? See, these leaders could not have done what they had done unless you were inculcated with their ideas. Again, we say this. We use examples. Hitler didn't kill them Jews. Hitler had to have help. All he did was put the word out there.
That's all he did.
Huh? Listen, do you know these leaders, before they ever bring forth what they do, they test the waters to see how much resistance that they're going to meet against, and if they find the resistance is minimal, then they go for it because they feel that they have already brainwashed you on point, and they don't come after every point. Go back and study their history. They take it on a point-by-point basis, and once they destroy your pillars of your stability, which are the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, which are rooted in you, after they destroy pillar by pillar by pillar, they erect their own post in your mind. And then you become so blind, thinking you're still on the path, that you don't realize that you are indirectly worshiping them, as Absalom did. Uh-huh. So you are as one who is stumbling in the darkness while we are looking at you stumble, and we're sitting in the light looking at you, yet you're saying that you're okay in the darkness and you can see your path. You have become ignorant to the truth. Listen to what he says after that. And he said, first he makes a new mind for us and a new way of thinking. He teaches us a different education, one that we have never had before. He gives us education on the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of gods, not of prophets, but of the gods of the prophets of the past. He builds our minds according to the way gods think, and not the way of thinking of the servants, the prophets. Stop right there. This was also implemented by the so-called leadership of the Nation of Islam. They have done the same thing with study guides, manuals, and everything. They are conditioning you, and you don't even realize it. They are conditioning you against the very salvation which was there for you, the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. If we point out to you, Messenger Muhammad said this, you'll say what brother said, such and such.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even realize that you're not arguing with us. You're arguing with the messenger.
And worshiping a teacher.
All we're doing is telling you what he said. Black consciousness. We are trying to bring you back to the origin of the mind of God. Now, I know time is short, but I'm, brother, I got to talk on this for a minute. I got to go to the theology of time real quick. On this, about this Jesus thing, I think it's on page 16. Let me flip this. Look at that. Look at that. All praise due to Allah. Anyway, brother, you can tell Allah is with us, brother.
Because
I mean, the pages drop right to where we need them to be. Listen, brothers and sisters, about this thing about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad being alive, I have no qualms with the brothers who want to believe that, the sisters who want to believe that, but they are wrong. And I will nudge them if they bring it up before me and tell them, brothers and sisters, you're wrong. The messenger's not alive. If the messenger was alive, I would love that. You understand? But they, as Brother Ahmed said, they have seeped into this thing with the Pauline doctrine. I can tell you somebody did a hell of a job brainwashing these people, and I can tell you who that person is. Kashmir.
Mm-hmm.
And it has trickled down to even different sections of the nation who are against them brothers. They still talking about it. I had one minister telling me that he's against that brother, but yet he is espousing the same doctrine. That the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is alive. And I asked the brother, this is a minister. This was a minister under the messenger that I'm talking about. And I asked that brother, I said, well, brother, history rewards those who best research it, right? He said, yeah. I said, then tell me, when did that come up? When did they start talking about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was alive and who was the first people to say it? They got quiet mouth on me.
Uh-huh.
See, you cannot bring this foolishness before us and want us to accept it. But listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said on Jesus, because Kashmir knew what he was doing when he started talking about up in the Bible, the Jesus in this Bible. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that those were lies. That was not Jesus. Jesus did die. Didn't he say that?
Yeah, he did.
And then he said he put out books. The true history of Jesus, the life of Jesus, and what is it, the signs of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and a couple other things where he talked, and even in Our Savior Has Arrived, talked on the death of Jesus.
Yeah.
And Maulana Muhammad puts it beautifully. Jesus, he did die.
Right.
But with all this empirical evidence, Kashmir puts in a doctrine where he excerpts different parts here and there where he knows that the average person won't do research to follow it up and starts claiming it. And I want to ask the people, how in the hell can a hypocrite tell you with certainty that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is alive when this same man was put out the Nation of Islam indefinitely by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? But yet, his faith is so strong. Huh? See, we don't do the math on these things. We have to calculate. Motion, time, and that will mean our very lives if we don't do the calculations. We become dormant if you leave a car stall parked neutral too long, or even park. It'll stall out and down you. And so we are leaving our mind in a perpetual state of foolishness, technology. And we're playing the tricks on each other just as the devil did. But listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says on this Jesus. And he tells you the Jesus that the Bible was talking about, which one rose from the grave. And we want Kashmir to come against this right here. Listen to what he says. Well, first I'm going to give it a little background. The messenger says, the cross. Believe in the cross, my brother, he says. He's talking about what the preacher said. And the brother said, I will cling to that old cross. The messenger said, yeah, oh yonder, he says. Oh, yonder hills. He's singing a song. Put it like this. I was just going to say, the messenger was singing a song right there. Old ragged cross, that's what he was talking about. But then he goes on and says this right here. There is no man that dies and goes back to the earth, then returns again. That is the thing that just doesn't happen. You say, well, Jesus rose again. Yes, he's rising now. The resurrection of Jesus means the resurrection of justice among you and me. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that man will come back alive like he once was. Stop right there. Stop right there. Now, how you going to handle that? See, we're bringing you back to the mind of God, the origin of the mind of God. We are awakening you out of white death into black consciousness. You have heard the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We stand on them firm, and we dare anyone to come up against us on the truth of God as revealed by Master Farad Muhammad to his last and greatest messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We thank all y'all for joining us. On that note, we pray that Almighty God, Allah, Master Farad Muhammad, keeps you, bless you, and strengthens you and awakens you to the knowledge of self until we next meet again. Black Power. Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar.